Last Kingdom by Bernard Cornwell, read by Tom Selwood. Disc 1.
Prologue. Northumbria, 866 to 867 AD. My name is Ortred. I am the son of Ortred, who was the son of Ortred, and his father was also called Ortred. My father's clerk, a priest called Beorca, spelt it Ortred. I do not know if that was how my father would have written it, for he could neither read nor write, but I can do both. And sometimes I take the old parchments from their wooden chest, and I see the name spelt Ortred, or Utred, or Ogtred, or Utred. I look at those parchments, which are deeds saying that Utred, son of Utred, is the lawful and sole owner of the lands that are carefully marked by stones and by dikes, by oaks and by ash, by marsh and by sea, and I dream of those lands, wave-beaten and wild beneath the wind-driven sky. I dream and know that one day I will take back the land from those who stole it from me. I am an elderman, though I call myself Earl Ughtred, which is the same thing, and the fading parchments are proof of what I own. The law says I own that land, and the law, we are told, is what makes us men under God instead of beasts in the ditch. But the law does not help me take back my land. The law wants compromise. The law thinks money will compensate for loss. The law, above all, fears the blood feud. But I am Ughtred, son of Ughtred, and this is the tale of a blood feud. It is a tale of how I will take from my enemy what the law says is mine. And it is the tale of a woman and of her father, a king. He was my king, and all that I have I owe to him. The food that I eat, the hall where I live, and the swords of my men all came from Alfred, my king, who hated me. This story begins long before I met Alfred. It begins when I was 10 years old and first saw the Danes. It was the year 866, and I was not called Ughtred then, but Osbert, for I was my father's second son, and it was the eldest who took the name Ughtred. My brother was 17 then, tall and well-built, with our family's fair hair and my father's morose face. The day I first saw the Danes, we were riding along the seashore with hawks on our wrists. There was my father, my father's brother, my brother, myself, and a dozen retainers. It was autumn. The sea cliffs were thick with the last growth of summer. There were seals on the rocks and a host of seabirds wheeling and shrieking, too many to let the hawks off their leashes. We rowed till we came to the crisscrossing shallows that rippled between our land and Lindisfarina, the holy island. And I remember staring across the water at the broken walls of the abbey. The Danes had plundered it, but that had been many years before I was born. And though the monks were living there again, the monastery had never regained its former glory.